Chapter 4. Delia was glad she had Double Dutch on Saturday. It took her mind off the threats of tests and twins and worries about reading and homework. When they were younger, all of the girls had jumped rope for fun on the city sidewalks during summer vacations. Doubles, singles, twirls, fancy jumps, and trick moves, each showing off to impress one another, as well as the boys who had always gathered to watch from a distance when they took a break from playing basketball. But this was official Double Dutch, sponsored by the American Double Dutch League. It had official rules, standards, and regulations, with teams for kids as young as third grade, and even a senior division for adults who wanted to jump. Delia and Yolanda hurried into the gym at the recreation center where Double Dutch practices and events were held. They had practice at least 3 times a week after school or in the evening. But this Saturday morning event was the first qualifying tournament of the year, the one that led to the state and national championships. Teams from all over Cincinnati were meeting today to decide which of the participants would compete at the next level. Charlene had just arrived, and the three friends, dressed in shorts, tennis shoes, and matching navy blue Double Dutch t-shirts, tossed their gym bags in a corner, pulled out their practice ropes, and began their warm-up stretches and practice jumps. Around the noisy gym, dozens of other jumpers from ages 8 to 18 were doing the same. "Let's practice compulsories," Delia suggested, "before Randy and Bomani get here." Bomani was their coach, and Randy was equipment manager. Randy really seemed to enjoy his job, and Delia was sure it had something to do with hanging around a gym full of girls. She got into position, signaled to Yo-Yo and Charlene, and took a deep breath. For Delia, jumping was more than exercise. It was magic as she stepped and jumped gracefully in between the twirling ropes. Yolanda and Charlene turned, going through the standard moves for the compulsory part of their routine, which included 2 clockwise right turns on the right foot, 2 counterclockwise left turns on the left foot, 4 crisscross jumps, and 10 high step jumps with their knees lifted to waist level, sung to a chant. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.